Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of concern on the part of Pennsylvania consumers recently about electricity prices, and some of this has to do with that recent phenomenon where you can shop for your electricity supplier. What's going on with this, and what do people need to be aware of when they are out there looking for an electricity supplier so they don't get surprises in their bill?
Yes, a very good question. We've had a fair amount of constituent activity on this issue in both my Wellsboro and Troy offices. Good news is the House Consumer Affairs Committee last week questioned utility officials and energy experts about the high spikes in consumer electric bills this winter, caused primarily by variable rate electric contracts and the added stress on the electric grid. Highlighted during the hearing was the need for greater consumer education, as well as the ability to switch suppliers more quickly. The Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission reported nearly 5,000 informal complaints and nearly 9,000 phone calls from consumers complaining about this issue, and I continue to refer our constituents to file complaints with both the Public Utility Commission and the Attorney General's office on this issue. It is currently investigating those complaints and working with consumers and energy suppliers to resolve any other outstanding issues. The committee is working on legislation that would limit rate increases, prohibit cancellation and early termination fees for variable rate contracts, require the posting of current and historic rates on the Pennsylvania Power Switch website, and reduce the amount of time it takes to switch electric generation suppliers. I continue to caution our consumers about signing up on variable rate contracts for electric service, because even though it may look like a lower rate in the beginning, when there's a cold winter, those rates could spike exponentially, and in some cases, I've seen it triple, if not quadruple. So buyer beware.
Also, we have had an unusually cold winter, and there is a program that helps out people with low incomes to afford to be able to heat their houses. And I understand that there's some good news, especially for those who might be getting a late start and just becoming aware of this program.
Yes, good news that the Home Energy Grant Program has now been extended to April 18th. Individuals who are struggling to pay home heating bills through this extended cold weather season have two more weeks until Friday, April 18th, to apply for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, commonly known as LIHEAP. Cash grants are based on household income, family size, type of heating fuel, and region. Income limits are set at $17,235 for a single-person household, $23,265 for two people, and for a family of four, $35,325. So if you're underneath those caps, individuals should apply for a LIHEAP grant to help offset the cost of energy service and home heating oil, natural gas, or electric. Individuals should be able to apply in person at the county assistance offices. They can call toll-free hotline at 1-866-857-7095, or they can go online, www.compass.state.pa.us, to file for the LIHEAP Energy Grant Assistance Program.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.